tonight. Hebrews 6 and 10. Just this one verse. For God is not unrighteous to forget. Isn't that a wonderful thought? God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Whatever you do, as you do it unto the Lord, others may not notice it. Others may not recognize. You may not be recognized for what you do, for how you serve, for how you give. You may not be recognized for it. Maybe never in this world. You may never be recognized for what you've done. But God is not unrighteous to forget. Amen. Amen. And we mustn't forget. On this Memorial Day weekend, we need to consider that God is very concerned about our memory, our remembering. Amen. You know, memory is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful gift of God, your memory. It's a wonderful gift of God. Just after my mother, you know, remarried, when I would go home, because she had moved in with her new husband in his house, and I would go home, and I didn't get to go home. I had to go to Charles's house, and my mother allowed my nephew to move into her home, so I couldn't hardly just go over there all the time and visit them. And so I felt like a man without a home when I would go home. But then my nephew bought his own house, and my mom and her husband moved back into our home place, which has been home for almost 50 years for my mom and dad and our family. It's been home. Not anything special, just a normal house. But every time I go home, it's like a walk down memory lane. Every room, I have memories in every room. I have memories in the backyard. I have memories associated with that place. And memories are a wonderful, wonderful thing. Are they not? You can do a lot of things in a memory. Amen. You can go back and relive experiences and go back and remember conversations. Remember big events, big days, memory is a wonderful gift from God. That's why that dementia and Alzheimer's is such a sad disease. It affects people usually later in their years. It's usually long-term memory loss, and it's a sad thing. Some years ago, I went back out to Oklahoma to preach the 30th anniversary of the church there that we pastored. And there was a minister who was up, probably, I'm sure he's about 85 now, but when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, he was my youth leader. And I knew him, and we were close back in the day. And then when I was going to go back and preach that meeting, somehow they got word of that, and they were going to come. But he has dementia. And his wife has eventually become affected by it too. At that time, a few years ago, she wasn't as much. But they were going to come to hear me preach. And guess what they did? They went to the wrong church. They sat in a completely through a church service. And finally, after the service, they realized they were in the wrong place. And they eventually came, and they were part of a fellowship after the service, and I sat down at the table with them to talk to them, and it didn't take me very long at all to realize that they really didn't remember who I was. And that was a sad thing. That was a sad thing, because I had a lot of memories with those people and a lot of connection with them in my early Christian life. And Here was the wonderful thing about it. And if you've been around people with dementia or Alzheimer's, you'll find this almost always to be true, that there's this disconnect in their mental ability to remember, but their spirit isn't really affected that much. They remember the old songs. They remember the scriptures. They remember spiritual experiences. And so as I talk with my old friends, after we got to talking a little bit, I know that they didn't really remember me, or he didn't really remember me, but we talked it over. We talked about different experiences and different things, and he began to recall. Isn't that an amazing thing, that that you can have recall of spiritual things? Now, that just reinforces in my mind the fact that God is concerned about us having spiritual memories and spiritual memorials in our life. And you'll see this principle all throughout the scripture. God wants us to remember godly things, spiritual things. He wants it to be burned indelibly into our spirit, so that even if someday we don't even have the mental faculty that we have now, that we still, it's deep within our heart. It's deep within our spirit. It's a spiritual memory. Praise God. Amen. Now the world, they certainly don't want to remember or have any connection with spiritual things. The Bible says in Romans that the world, they don't even want to retain God in their knowledge. They don't want to think about God, and they certainly don't want to remember. I've met people who are backsliders, who they don't want to talk about the past. And if you talk about what they used to be, it's as if their memory of those spiritual things have been erased. They say, oh, I didn't believe that way. I didn't do that. I didn't live that kind of a life. They forgot it all. Yeah, they forgot their spiritual memories and memorials. But God is not unrighteous to forget, and he doesn't want us to forget. He wants us to have spiritual experiences and a walk with the Lord that's going to stay with us all the days of our life. And we're going to be able to look back in difficult times and sad times, and all down through the years of our life, look back and say, thank you, Lord, for what you did for me. Thank you, Lord, for the day that I got saved when I was just a kid, when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, when I was just about 14 years old or 15 years old. Thank you, Lord, that I've got those spiritual memories. Thank you, Lord, that you dealt with me about the ministry when I was just a young man. Thank you, Lord, that you helped me and directed my steps and helped me in spite of my own failures and my own mistakes. I look back now and I see the hand of God and the help of the Lord. We don't need to forget about what God's done for us, do we? Now, God is so serious about us having spiritual memorials that all down through, if you can look through the history of the nation of Israel, that God just kept on giving to them memorials. He kept establishing memorials of great experiences and great events and great deliverances. You can go back to Noah's day and to his deliverance from the flood. Just him and his own household saved from the flood. And after the flood, there was this beautiful bow that was in the sky, this rainbow that was placed in the sky. And I know that the gay movement is kind of trying to take that over, but it's really God's. The rainbow still belongs to God. Amen. Amen. And God said, I'm not going to destroy the earth with a flood. Ever again, I'm going to put this sign in the heavens after rains. I'm going to put this sign in the sky just to remind you of my covenant that I've given you this promise. God is serious about memorials, isn't he not? He's serious. He wants us to have, to remember in Deuteronomy 6, he talked about the law of God and making sure that the law of God was hidden in our hearts. And it was to be placed as a frontlet on their forehead and on their arms. There was to be this reminder to them of the law of God. It was on their hand to remind them to sanctify their actions and what they did. It was on their forehead to remind them to sanctify their thoughts and their thinking. It was just a reminder, because God knows that by nature, men are forgetful. And we tend to forget spiritual things and spiritual lessons. Amen. We have this, this propensity, I guess you might say, for being forgetful. We forget, and we're not to forget spiritual things, things that God has done in our life. Whenever Moses came down from the mountain and with the law of God, that there was to be this remembrance, this stone, these stones of remembrance there, for them to remember what God had done at that location there at the foot of Mount Sinai, that God had spoke to them and written the law of God with his own finger. Amen. And they were to remember that. And he warned them when they went into the promised land, you're going to go in and you're going to live in houses you didn't build, and you're going to have possessions that were not really yours, and you're going to have all these things, and you're going to be so blessed. And then he said, beware lest you forget that I'm the one that's brought you out of Egypt. I'm the one that's led you through the wilderness. I'm the one that has brought you into this promised land, because they were forgetful. Beware lest you forget. Beware of our forgetfulness. Oh, we need some spiritual memorials, don't we? We really do. We need some memorials. This morning we talked about that as far as our experience in the Spirit and the baptism in the Holy Ghost. How we look back to the day. Many of you can probably give the day. You know where you were at. You know how old you were. You know what was going on in your life when you were saved and when you were filled with the Holy Ghost. And it's a good thing that you have these spiritual landmarks to go back to remind you, this is what God has done for me back in my life. Amen. To remember spiritual blessings and spiritual things that God has done in your life. Beware lest you forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Don't be forgetful, but remember. Amen. Remember those spiritual experiences. Amen. Now, it's in the rehearsing of them that we remember them. Amen. The reason why that you know people's phone numbers is because you've dialed them over and over again. The reason that now you don't know them is because you don't dial them anymore. You automatically just go to their name and you push it on your cell phone and you say, what's your number? I don't know what my wife's phone number is. People ask me, what's your wife's phone number? I don't know. I have no idea what her number is. You remember in the rehearsing of it. Amen. And the going over it again. That's what our testimony is about. That's why we tell about what God has done, his goodness, his blessings in our life. And our children observe that, and they watch and they hear about the experiences of their fathers and their mothers. And then they grow up and they start having spiritual experiences that they can talk about too. And we remember in the repeating of them, the rehearsing of them in our life. Amen. Glory to be to God. Spiritual memorials. Oh, how important that they are. That we would remember. Remember all the feasts. Today was Pentecost Sunday. It was also the feast of the harvest. And all of the feasts in the Old Testament were really memorials. You remember the feast of the Passover? And how that God had delivered the children of Israel from that death angel that was passing over, that they killed that perfect lamb. They put the blood over the doorpost, on the mantle, on the of the door. And when the angel passed over, they were preserved from death. Death didn't come to their household. And so he said, from this day forward, have a feast every year. Have this feast of Passover every year. Do it to remember that God saved your household from death. Have a memorial every year. Amen. And so the feasts were memorials that the people of God had to remind them of the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God, the handiwork of God in their behalf. Exodus 20 and 14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. Don't ever forget. Don't ever forget what God has done Actually, when we come to the house of the Lord, we do it. And I know that people say, well, you don't have to go to church all the time. It's not all that important to be there in every service. Well, I beg to differ. I do believe it's an important thing that you be in the house of God every time that you can possibly get there. Amen. You need to be in the house of the Lord because the scripture says that we are to remember the Sabbath. We're not to forget the Lord's day. Notice what it says about the Lord's day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. I mean, even if you got company, you just say, nope, we're not going to do that. This is Sabbath day. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So we remember the Sabbath day, and we know that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that it was moved from the actual Saturday Sabbath to the first day of the week, the Lord's day. And it's to be a day that you remember God and you remember His faithfulness. So every Sunday is a day of remembrance. Every Sunday really is a spiritual memorial day. Amen. We remember the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God every Lord's day. Amen. Hallelujah. How about when we take communion? It's another memorial. He said, do this. It's not just a ritual. We take communion because we've been commanded to do it. We take the bread and the cup, and these are remembering His blood shed and His body broken. Amen. We're commanded to do it. 1 Corinthians 11:24. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Why do we do it? Why do we do it on a regular basis? I know in the early church, they did it every day in the first century church. From house to house, breaking bread. And house to house, they were offering communion and remembering what Jesus had done. How often do we do it? Well, it just says as oft as you do it, which means it needs to be done often and regularly. Amen. I don't know that it needs to be a ritual at all, but it needs to be done regularly and often because it's to be done in remembrance of what He has done. His body broken, His blood that is shed for you and for me. That's just a few examples in the scripture of memorials and reminders that we have. Remember when the children of Israel were going to march into the promised land and the Jordan was at flood stage? And they came across that miraculously. God moved and led them across that Jordan and delivered them in the midst of that flood. And they were commanded then, send one from every tribe out into the middle of that river and pick up a stone, bring it out here and build up this big stone memorial. Why? So that all of the children, whenever they come by and they say, what does that mean? What is that big pile of stones all about? Then you're going to say, God delivered us. God opened up a way. God brought us into the promised land. And this is here as a memorial. We need spiritual memorials in our lives. Amen. So whatever you do, remember. Remember the faithfulness, the goodness of God. Psalm 9 and 17, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. That's what's happening. Now, in the United States of America, people have, you know, they've moved away from God. They've moved away from the Word of God, away from worship, away from faithfully following the Lord. And so now they have forgotten about God. There's a whole generation that's growing up in the United States of America now that has had no past spiritual experiences. They don't know anything about God and how to serve the Lord. They're heathen in a land that used to be a Christian nation. That's what's going on right now in the United States of America. It's a curse because we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the Lord. And it's a judgment and a curse against a nation. We're to be a people who remember, who remember. We don't forget. We shouldn't forget how we got here. Amen. The Lord's brought you a mighty long way to bring you to where you are right now. Amen. Some of you, you know that if it had not been for the mercy of God to pull you out of the pit of sin, to deliver you from the life that you were following, it's hard for us to even imagine. We can't even imagine where we would be or if we would even be living today if we had not have received mercy. Amen. Got saved and met the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget where you've come from. Don't forget how God has brought you so far. Don't forget the price that was paid so that you can know Jesus, so that you can be saved. Don't forget about all that has been done so that we can live in the liberty that has been brought to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget about all of His blessings in your life. Amen. Build up some memorials in your life, in your household, in your family. Amen. To remember the good things of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord in your life. We've got a lot to be thankful for. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we need to be, well, certainly remembering those who have given their life to preserve our freedoms in this country. But as Christian people, we also need to build up some spiritual memorials. Amen. Amen. Remembering the faithfulness of God in your life. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that all down through the years you've been so faithful. And Lord, we're often forgetful. We're often, Lord, sidetracked from things that are really important. Would you help us, Lord, tonight as we take a little while in this altar service, Lord, to go back, to remember, to consider, Lord, all that you have done, how that you have blessed our lives in saving us, in delivering us, in giving us hope through Jesus Christ. Lord, jog our memories. Help us tonight to think about it, to consider it once again. Maybe it's been a long time, but help us, Lord, to really seriously think about all that you have done for us. Praise God. Praise the Lord.